Earners, what's up? Y'all know I'm big on doing your research, sharing your research, and giving credit to where you found the research. But I always get asked the same question. Where do I start with the research? And the answer is easy. It's our sponsor, Yahoo Finance. Whether I'm tracking the daily movement of my favorite companies, doing technical analysis with their easy-to-use charting platform, or checking balance sheets, Yahoo Finance makes something very complex simplified. For more than 25 years, Yahoo Finance has been the brand behind every great investor. Whether you're a seasoned investor or you're looking for extra guidance, Yahoo Finance gives you all the tools and data you need in one place. They're the number one finance destination, producing a holistic look at the financial news cycle, including breaking news, original editorial perspectives, analyst ratings, independent research, customizable charts, and so much more. You could actually securely link your brokerage accounts for a unified view of your wealth, including your 401k and other investments. A comprehensive perspective is what sets apart great investors, and it's how Yahoo Finance ensures you have the insight to look at your wealth in its entirety. With a community of over 90 million users each month, the real strength is helping you on your way to financial success. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit the brand behind every great investor, yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, that's yahoofinance.com. You heard me, yahoofinance.com. Don't wait, don't hesitate. I use it. You should go over there and start using it now.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
You worked for NASA, an organization that's devoted for space. Mm-hmm. Some people debate if we ever actually got to the moon, the conspiracy theorists out there. But even if we did get to the moon, what really happened? Like, why was the purpose of going to the moon? When you really think about it, right?
They're trying to leave us.
We went to the moon 60 years ago. I get it. It was a race against the Russians, and we put the American flag on the moon. Very typical of America. But when you really think about it, what's the point?
But I'm like, those same people love their satellite TV and their GPS, right?
So that's the point.
I mean, space for the benefit of Earth is really the theme. And it's the theme of, you know, Blue Origin. And what happens is there's all this amazing research that's done in space. Your memory foam mattress, space. Mm-hmm. There's all this stuff that comes out of that, but people don't know that it came from space, and so they don't associate
it
with space.
So I'm giving you the platform to educate people, including myself, on the benefits of spending trillions of dollars over the last 50 years of going to space. Like, this is your open platform to educate the world on the benefits of American tax dollars being spent to go to space.
So one of the things that I really enjoyed about working on space missions was it helped me understand how much research is done in order to help humans fight diseases and infections that wouldn't be possible without space. And so one thing that happens is if something is launched into space, it tends to mutate, and it's called virulent. And so you see researchers working with pharmaceutical companies to introduce new antibiotics and new treatments that if you can kill it in space, you can kill it on Earth. And so that directly relates to our ability to just go outside, right? To be able to interact. And I'm not talking about vaccines. I'm talking about basic things that allow us to be able to better protect people. In addition to that, technology, right? When we look at the artificial heart valve, there are so many things that are small that benefit people day to day. And then beyond that, you know, climate and the world, like the world is becoming an ever smaller place. And a lot of what we know about climate change came from studies from space. And the impact on that, that is far reaching. And so when, you know, when people ask me about space, I'm just like, it's not so much about the moon and all of the dollars that are spent, the dollars that are spent are actually spent in the hopes of spending less dollars, right? If you build something the first time, it's typically more expensive, but if you repeat it, it becomes cheaper. That's why you get these large price tags. But the ability to be able to say, people in 50 years aren't going to die from cancer, that's really what we're after when we look at space.
It's a lot. There's a lot going on up there. Especially when you think about technology. You talked about satellites. We've been following the Starlink and all that. But also the debris that's up there is an issue.
That's a job. That's a startup.
You just gave
somebody $1 billion idea right there.
Well, I think they have a startup already that's doing that.
Well, you want to elaborate on that? Because that's an issue. That's a real issue.
No, that's definitely an issue. But this is why I love it, because it sounds super sci-fi, right? Like, why don't you create a space trash company? Go right ahead. But there's a lot of debris in space. And I mean, once again, space is a large place, but there's no shortage of jobs, startups, opportunity for people to pursue in space.
Is there like a race to Mars? Is that where we're headed with this? Like, I'm looking
at. We already got to Mars.
Well, like humans. We haven't been to Mars.
Rovers.
Well, humans, I'm talking about. Is there a race, right? Because I'm looking.
Have humans been to Mars?
They have not.
That you can say publicly.
Stop. So from a standpoint of, like, we're watching the wealthiest people in the world explore space exploration, whether it's Elon or Jeff Bezos, like we said before, is that the race? Is that where this is headed?
I don't know. I wouldn't necessarily say that was where it was headed. I mean, I think, like, when I look over, I don't know, the last 30 years, what's amazing is this idea that you now have a private industry that can contribute to something that used to only be the domain of governments. And I feel like that's the takeaway. Mm-hmm. And when we throw out Bezos and Branson and Elon, why can't we have the black version or the Hispanic version, right? Like, why not somebody else who is not like them? Because a lot of their money came from entrepreneurship and startups, and they decided to go and pursue space because that was a passion. So for me, it's sort of like, we have this model, there are these guys, and I want it to be like Bezos, Branson, Bo.
Fits.
It's right in line. What do you say to the flat earthers?
You like satellite TV, right? That's my whole response. I'm like, don't come for me on Twitter. Don't come for me in the DMs. Like, there are a lot of things that people rely on every day that requires there to be a rotation of that thing. If you think that your satellite just goes left to right and left to right again, I can't help you.
That's a good answer.
So are people in Australia...
when you said it, I'm like...
Are people in Australia standing upside down?
We're always standing right side up.
We're always
gravity, rotation.
The axis of the earth.
Yes.
So the southern hemisphere, if we're standing right side up, the world, the northern hemisphere, the southern hemisphere.
But they're right side up for where they are.
The gravity allows
That's
us to.
That's a legitimate question. Yeah. Look, I read a lot of these conspiracy theory situations, so.
So you know what's funny about conspiracy is, like, sometimes conspiracy is a name for, like, whistleblower, right? And, like, you're really getting the drop. But then sometimes it's just weird news.
What about aliens?
That's an interesting question.
Are you allowed to answer that?
Well, I'll just look at it from a probabilistic standpoint, right? Because who's to say that we're not the aliens?
Well, we are aliens. If there's other life form,
well, right,
we'll be the aliens to them.
So this is why I need people to get involved in the STEM fields. Like, you too could be responding to questions like this at work. On the clock, on your job.
So do you think that they're aliens? You would think that they are.
So I think that when I first logged into ChatGPT, my very first query was, return to me all of the most reputable sightings of UFOs in history.
Really?
Do it. It's a great search. There's a lot of really good stuff. And the reason for that is I'm committed that I don't know what I don't know. And from a math perspective, if you've ever seen the sun, the sunset in Africa, which I know you guys have, and you see how many stars out there, mm-hmm. It's hard to believe that there isn't something else. Now, what is that else? Is that else a dog on another planet? Is it a plant? I don't know.
Is it an organism?
Who knows?
Just right? Squirming around.
I mean, but I think that we should inspire people to figure it out. Like, I belong in the camp of let's figure it out.
So there's a high probability that there's other life forms outside of Earth.
There's a Drake equation, and the Drake equation says that that probability is one. Therefore, it is most likely possible.
The Drake equation?
The Drake equation.
Like the rapper Drake?
He can take credit for that. But it's not that Drake.
Oh, it's like an actual...
No.
No, it's literally...
Acronym for something?
Like, yeah. No, it's just his name.
The scientist.
The scientist.
Yes.
Yeah. Drake.
Yes.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.